zu tun, wie ich diese immer mag. Geschichte werde ich schreiben und verheben, denn unendlich. Titel und Kapitel und es ist selbstverständlich. Alles, was man will, ist
willkommen, liebe Fans. Zurück zu einer neuen Folge vom FCB Podcast 1893. Schön, sind ihr wieder mit dabei. Wir sind immer noch hier im Trainingslager in Marbella und begrüße euch zu einer weiteren, der zweiten von drei Community-Episoden hier. Vorab, es gibt auch immer noch etwas zu gewinnen, wie in der ersten Folge. Da kommen wir aber nachher nochmal drauf zurück. Auch diesmal natürlich wieder mit dabei, Co-Host Simon Walter.
Salut zusammen.
And this episode, just this episode, it will be in English. The first reason for that is our French is too bad.
Yeah, it's better in English, I guess.
It's better in English and maybe also for the people at home. But the main reason is we can welcome Ibrahim Salah to our podcast. Welcome,
hello.
Ibrahim.
Thank you.
But actually, what is your main language? If I'm right, you grew up in Belgium.
Yeah, so I speak French and also Dutch.
And also Dutch.
Yeah,
because there are both languages in Belgium, right?
Exactly. But the main language is French.
But you also speak very good English. How comes that?
I live 1 year and a half in England.
Okay. Yeah, that helped a lot, I think. So before we go to our fans' memos, the questions they have for you, we have our this or that questions for you, the same as Mo had. We will see what your answers are. So Simon, please go ahead.
So we start with, would you rather go to a trip to the past or to the future?
To the future, because the past is already dead, so we cannot change anything. So only future.
So you'd be interested what happens in the future?
I hope. I hope everything is going to be nice and perfect.
We hope that too. So never eat a fruit again or never eat vegetables again?
Vegetables and fruit is like fresh, and in holiday it's nice to eat fruit.
What would you rather never watch again if you had to? Champions League or the top five leagues? If you have to choose never to watch Champions League again?
I watch always Champions League, so yeah, we can delete the top five leagues.
And you always see all the teams in the Champions League, or most of them, the big ones.
The big ones in the Champions League.
In the future, only holidays in winter or in summer?
Summer, for sure.
Well, that was an easy question for you. lose the cup final or go down 0-6 against your biggest rival?
Whoa, lose the final?
Yes, the cup final.
Or
lose against your biggest rival?
I prefer to win trophies, so I want to lose 6-0 against my rival.
Good decision.
Shoot a penalty against Manuel Neuer or Donnarumma?
Donnarumma. Manuel Neuer is an unbelievable keeper, but both. But for me, the biggest and the legend in the football of all the time is Manuel Neuer.
The goat of the goalkeepers for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Singing in front of the team or one training in underwear?
Underwear in training?
Yes.
Like without clothes?
Yes. Without clothes.
I sing, I do Beyonce if they want.
Yeah, but would you sing?
Sing. Me?
Yeah.
What did you sing at the team event? I
last
forgot.
Last time, Booba. French music.
Okay.
Yeah, Booba.
Are you a good singer?
No.
We should ask the team, I think.
Yeah, that's
I'm not a good singer.
Would you prefer a house in the country or a flat in the city?
A house in the country, flat in the city is too busy, so I prefer calm.
Where did you grow up, in a city or in a
city.
Village?
No, city, yes.
Which city?
Brussels.
Okay.
Yeah, Brussels.
Big city, yes.
Yes.
Only win 1-0 or 5-4 for the rest of the season? So a lot of goals versus only 1-0.
A lot of goals, and so everybody can score and be happy.
Do you think the defenders will have the same answer?
I think defender want clean sheet, but for us offensive players, we prefer to score five. And
the fans maybe too, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It's like more
attractive. Yeah,
attractive.
In the stadium, it's better 5-4. So a month without a mobile phone or without a mirror?
Without a mirror. Because in my phone, I have always camera, so...
Oh, that's a smart answer.
Yes.
Play a game of football with Maradona or Pelé?
Maradona.
Pelé,
don't watch.
Ah.
Maradona, more video on him. Pelé, we don't see much.
What do you like about Maradona?
But Messi play like him. And yeah, it's crazy. He was dribbling everyone. And Pelé, we don't have the video like to when he
dribbled. That's true. So, thank you for your answers. And we do not want to waste any time. We'll go directly to the questions, to the voice matches the fans send it to you. And I think the most of them, we have to translate it for you. But I will start with the first one. This is this.
Hey, liebe Broschinski, Daniel, Cic und Salah. Ich habe für euch drei alle die gleiche Frage. Und zwar hat es mich schon immer interessiert, wieso entscheidet man sich für den FCB? Was sind das für eure Komponenten gewesen? Für welchen Grund hat das gehabt? Habt ihr den FCB gewählt aus Grund von der Coolness und der Grösse vom Club oder weil der FCB die Chance gehabt, international zu spielen und vielleicht Titel auch der Titelanwärter gewesen ist, auch jetzt das Jahr wieder für den Schweizer Meistertitel und den Cup-Sieger? Ja, hat mich schon immer mal interessiert. Wäre cool, wenn ihr mich
The question is, I don't know if I understand, but you say, do you want to win the like with your country or with...
Not exactly. Oh. It is about winning, but I think Simon will translate.
Yeah, it's more about why do you choose a club like FC Basel? Do you do it because we play a lot of international games? Do you chose FC Basel because of the fans? Or why did you choose FC Basel? What was your main reason?
They won last year a lot of trophies, and it's part of my personality. I want to win always, and also the challenges. We play Europa League, and for me it means a lot when you play the Europa League Champions League. It means that it's like all the best team in Europe they play against, and it's a good way to show myself. And also, when I came, I see also the supporters. My friends send me a message. They say, do you know about the supporters of Basel? I say, not really. And then I go and I say, I want to go. Because I didn't see like a good supporter like this, just with Morocco, when I was with Africa Cup. And yeah, in the UK is also crazy.
So you were not disappointed?
No, really not.
Happy. Besides of the like sports features, what are the main reasons for you to go somewhere? Is it also, do you consider the city or the country or what are your like
thoughts in this moment?
Yeah, thoughts about how which club suits you the most?
In my future, you mean?
Yeah. Or in general, what
which
is important
team
for you?
I would like to go.
The most important things if you move to a next club.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's to play. And also to... I don't want one club who don't play like the tighter. Or I want only one club who like to challenge. Not to go like top 10 or something. Always top 4, top 3. Because you have also rivality. And the rivality make you better, so...
And you talked about the Champions League before. Was it last season you played the Champions League,
yes,
right? Also
season.
Against Real Madrid and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, I played last season with Brest in the Champions League. Was good. You go until the 16th of final. Mm-hmm. So it was a great experience. And we meet a lot of big teams. So yeah, it was a good experience.
Very good. So let's go ahead to the second question.
Sorry, Sam. I had noch eine Frage an Ibrahim Salah. Und zwar... Hi, Ibrahim Salah. Obviously, your last name is very well known in Basel and in football history. Do you think it makes it harder or easier for you to perform? Because everyone is obviously comparing you to Mohamed Salah.
honestly, I'm a guy who don't have too much pressure on me. I don't put too much pressure on me. It was just nice to hear it, even if I don't have his level, but it's always nice when people like they say, yeah, you like Salah. So one day I hope to be like him. And yes, so not too much pressure on me.
But you were aware of the situation that Mo Salah was in Basel before, I think, before you moved to FC Basel.
Yeah, for sure. And also it's like not motivate me to come, but it was one of the reasons to say, okay, if he make it, why not me also?
Yeah. So we already can go to your last memo. Is this one here?
Hallo, lieber Ibrahim. Ich wollte dich fragen, welche Bedeutung Marokko für dich ganz persönlich hat, auch außerhalb des Fußballs und der Nationalmannschaft. Danke und liebe Grüße.
You want to translate again?
Yes. What she wanted to ask, what is your, like, Morocco, what means Morocco for you, for your personality? Also the fact that you were not born there, what is the, like, the main connection to Morocco?
I don't born in Morocco, but my whole family come from there, my grandfather, my grandmother, and every summer I'm in Morocco, so it means a lot for me. It's I'm happy, how we say, honor. It's an honor to be a Moroccan, and it's like one of my biggest fierté, I don't know how we say. It's like when you are so proud. Mm. Yeah, I am proud to wear the jersey when I go with national team. It's one of the best feeling ever. When I play football for Morocco, it's the best feeling. I'm very happy to be Moroccan, and it means everything.
And the fans are very passionate about football there, right?
Yeah, it can be positive, negative, but yeah, if you do great, it's only good vibe. Like the supporters of Morocco are very, how we say, close to us. So yeah, it's only a pleasure and happiness.
Do you get a lot of feedback from Morocco when you play here or about your games here? Do you get a lot of feedback from your home country?
Yes, but the coach from Morocco also messaged me sometimes. Yes, I get some feedback. It's important also to progress. So yes,
you're in contact with the national team's manager. You just said, did I understand right?
Before it was my seven, I get called up seven times with the first team when I was in Rennes. And I was always in the pre-selection. And now, yes, of course, he always, because he was the first guy who called me with Marco. So he's very close with me. Mm. So sometimes he sends me a message, how are you? And things like this.
And in my research, I saw you won the Under-23 AFCON with Morocco a few years ago. Yeah, what kind of experience was that?
Incredible, because we play home and every time the stadium was full, like 70,000, 60,000 every game. And I make proud of my family, and it was the best feeling.
And one last thing about Morocco I want to know. Did you have the chance to visit the Casablanca Derby?
Rajaoui did, yes, one time.
Tell me about it. This is one of the craziest derbies in the world, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the how we say, it's shaking. Like
The floor, the stadium.
The floor, stadium.
The earthquake.
Exactly. No, it's a really great experience. Top experience, yes.
Do you have any questions left, Simon?
No, I think we're good. I think you are a very happy person. What gives you the energy to be happy all the time? Or I always see you with a smile on your face and you are never like unhappy.
We're going to say my story, because I didn't do like academy like everyone. Mm-hmm. So before I signed professional, I was 2 years without club. So and now I realized that every day that I come, it's a bless from... Yeah, it's a chance to come here and train. So for me, every minute is in the pitch. I enjoy it. I don't care about anything.
Well, that's very cool to hear.
And you said you were 2 years without a contract before you became professional.
No club, no contract.
No club?
Yeah, no club.
How does this work out? How can you become professional without even having a club for 2 years?
I was in Berchtesgaden. It's like a second division team in Belgium, Antwerp. Mm-hmm. And I remember the sporting director didn't want to keep me with the second team. And he said, I want to make you a loan. And it was my decision to don't stay because the loan was not good from that this club they want me. So I say no. And from there, I was with nothing. And yeah, I invest of myself. My brother was working and paying my my training session with a personal coach. And then yeah, it's like an academy, and they send me on trial. Like sometimes on like in England, I make 13 trials in England. 13 failed. Only two was good, but I was still like signing with Antwerp, so they didn't sign me for this.
Mm.
But yes, but I'm very happy and proud of my parcours.
Yeah, incredible story. Yeah. Incredible story.
And yeah, and now yeah, that's why I enjoy every minute on the pitch. It's a chance because many players, maybe many guys, was with in the same situation. But they didn't have the same chance that me that I succeed.
No, you can really see that you're very humble and very happy all the time. That's that's why I wondered, how is that?
So, let's finish this episode. Denn zum Schluss von der Erfolg werden wir auch nochmal auf unser Gewinnspiel aufmerksam machen. Ja. Verlosen immer noch PlayStation 5 Profi-Controller von der Firma Rocket Games im FCB-Design. Wenn ihr den gewinnen wollt, abonniert, haben uns sicher schon alle. Sonst ist das noch nachzuholen. Ein Like und einen Kommentar und das Video auf Spotify oder YouTube. Und schon sind wir mit dabei beim Gewinnspiel. Zuerst zu dir, Simon. Schön, bist du dabei gewesen.
Sehr gern.
And especially to you, Ibrahim. Thank you very much for your time and for your visit
Thank
at
you.
Our podcast.
Thank you.
Wir hören uns schon bald wieder dann zu der dritten und letzten Episode mit dem Flavius. Macht's gut. Bis dann. Und ciao zusammen.
Tschüss zusammen.
Ich unser Glück und wir genießen die Momente. Schichten werden geschrieben und verheben dann unendlich. Titel und Kapitel und es wird selbstverständlich. Alles, was noch wenig ist.